Patrick, I think it's a good idea what Ron in Chicago here is suggesting, and that is when this begins, when the horns actually begin to sound, can you tell us what it will be like?
Yeah. Just before the break there, Art, I was reading out a little bit on the second trumpet, which I think is very topical and very important. And I don't think anybody, any other writer or author on end times prophecy has ever seen this before.
All right.
Because when I read this verse before, I was thinking, well, what does that mean, you know? Listen to this. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. Now, these guys talking about La Palma, and as I say, I think you had somebody on Coast to Coast discussing it recently.
Yes.
They're saying that when La Palma blows, not if, but when it blows and falls into the sea, it could cause a tsunami that could be as high as 500 feet high, that could travel at the speed of a passenger jet and would take 9 hours to hit the east coast of the States.
That's right.
And by the time it gets to the east coast, it could be 25 to 60 yards high. Now, the tsunami that hit Asia was, what, I don't know, 10 yards high, 15 yards high? They're talking maybe 25 to 60 yards high. You're talking wipeout for New York, Boston, Washington, Florida, the Gulf of Mexico, all the countries in South Africa, the States, Europe, you're talking mega. So all of a sudden, this verse, which was written 2,000 years ago on the island of Patmos by John, called the Book of Revelation, which speaks of the things to come in the future, talks about a great mountain burning with fire cast into the sea. And then now we can see all of a sudden what it can do, because there was one of our government ministers came back from Indonesia last week. He was on the television. And at one point he said he saw two large fishing boats on top of one another, and they were 3 miles inland.
Yes.
Now, you know, that's only Mickey Mouse compared to this tsunami, what looks like is a tsunami. And we can understand when it says a third part of the ships were destroyed. We're talking mega here. In fact, what's coming down in the apocalypse, Art, is going to look like the First World War, the Second World War, Pol Pot, Cambodia, the famines and earthquakes in Africa, the tsunami in Asia, and all the rest of the disasters look like an afternoon tea party, because it's all going to be intensified 1,000 times.
Is there any way to know over what period of time the apocalypse occurs? I mean, is it a rapidly unfolding event or events, or is it, spread over even generations? I've never been clear on that. Are you?
No, the avant-garde writers and experts in this field, of which are nearly all in America, say it's going to last 7 years. Apparently the first 3.5 years will be a sort of a pseudo-peace, because this political leader that's going to rise up in these days, and everybody is going to put their trust in him because he's going to promise peace, is going to have a pseudo-peace for maybe 3.5 years. But then in the middle of that 3.5 years, I think, he goes into the temple in Jerusalem and he starts proclaiming himself to be God. Then at some point, the pit of the abyss is opened and all hell is going to break loose, literally. And that's when the muck is really going to hit the fan big time. We're told, for instance, it says that an army from the east, numbering 200 million, are going to cut a swathe and wipe out a third of the population of the earth in their march westward to this valley in northern Israel called the Valley of Megiddo. Now, when Tiananmen Square happened about 10 or 11 years ago, whatever it was, and they put down that little revolt there, the Chinese boasted that they had a standing army of 200 million men. And when this was written, this prophecy was written 2,000 years ago, I doubt if there was 200 million people in the whole world. But now we see all these things emerging on the world stage, you know?
Well, I hate to sound like a cherry picker, but, you know, the earlier part of the program and what we discussed, I had a kind of a big problem with a lot of it, because I think it is mythology. However, when it gets to this part of the Bible, I have some very serious personal reservations that a lot of it's true. Now, I don't know why. I mean, that makes me a cherry picker. I believe some of it. I don't believe some of it. But this part of the Bible, for some reason, something tells me that it's real.
Well, let me just tell you about this guy who's called in the book of Revelation the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on to become what is called the Antichrist, who's supposed to be a great political leader. And it says here in one part in Revelation 7, it says, "The beast which you saw once was, now is not, and will come up out of the abyss and go to his destruction. And the inhabitants of the world, whose names have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world, will be astonished when they see the beast, because he once was, now is not, yet will come again." This is the guy I was talking to you earlier about, who it says in Revelation is the king of the spirits, or the angels, or the spirit men that now reside in this gloomy dungeon or prison called Tartarus. And we're told that his name in Hebrew is Abaddon and Greek Apollyon, which means the destroyer. And it says he goes to his destruction. The reason it says he goes to destruction, most people thought, was because he's going to be destroyed. No, that's not it. He's going to destroy the world. By the end of the 7 years, half the population of the world is going to be wiped out, which in today's terms is about 3 million. But it says...
That would be 3 billion.
3 billion, excuse me.
Yes.
3 billion. Now, it says here twice in this verse, the beast which you saw once was, now is not, and will come up out of the abyss.
Mm-hmm.
Because he once was, now is not, yet will come again.